Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
And you're watching KFAF. Man, woo! Making that good content.
Andy, woo, how you feeling, Nick,
this week?
I'm okay, buddy, dude. I'm okay, yeah. Man. I'm lying. I'm not doing okay, Nick.
I'm sorry, Andy. It felt like you were.
I've got beef.
What's the beef?
There's a lady at the local grocery store, and I think she hates me.
Why? No one hates you, Andy. There's no one that could possibly hate you.
I mean, okay, you gotta love. Okay, you gotta hear it out, because there's like there's been an order of events that have happened that I've been sort of investigating, and you know me, I'm over analytical about everything. I'm
sure.
Paranoid and all this stuff, and there have been moments where I go in and I'm just buying stuff, and she is just, my first few interactions with her, she's just cold.
This is a normal supermarket? This is not like some sort of weird niche market where they pay you to be cold, right?
No, it's a Smart and Final.
Okay.
And so the first few times I've gotten in there to buy stuff, you know, I'd be like, hey, how's it going? She's like, fine. I pay for my stuff, and I'm on my way, and it's always very cold, and I feel like, oh, maybe she's having a bad day. Maybe she's having a bad day, Nick.
Right.
But then, here's what really has got all the conspiracists out there writing on forums about it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere, Nick. I'm in her aisle, and I'm behind another guy in line, and the guy walks up. And she's cheery. She's smiling. She's like, hey, be safe out there, okay? Yeah, be careful, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, cool. Maybe she was just having a bad day. Mm-hmm. Hey, how's it going, ma'am? How you doing? Fine. The coldness is back, Nick.
At first, I thought this whole thing was just in your head.
No!
Because as we know before, we've seen multiple instances where you just make things up out of thin air.
No, not a chance, Nick. I won my car in a street race against a gang of vigilantes, and they threw in a bunch of VCR DVD player combos.
Because your retelling of the story was so airtight, I'm inclined to believe that the problem is on her side. Now, let me offer you my theory. Right now, just to let it rattle. Let me see if this makes sense to you, okay? Could it be that this woman is so attracted to you that she doesn't want to show it? And that she's doing the opposite? You know how, like, when kids, they don't know how to show
their
affection for each other?
Yeah.
They, like, beat each other up and stuff. Like, girls will, like, beat boys up and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's because they don't have the words yet. Could this be it?
Maybe, but except for the fact that she's, like, 60-something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could it be that this woman, you remind this woman of one, if not all, of her dead children?
Oh, now we're getting into lore.
Right?
This is where the wiki pages start.
Andy, let me paint a picture for you.
Okay.
Okay. I'm Nick Scarpino, right? You've met me a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is later in life.
I'm always managing a nice guy.
Always a nice guy, super smile for everyone. I got a smile for everyone at the Target that I manage later in life, right? But tragedy has struck. Okay, I had two beautiful boys, big hogs, just sweat hogs, super proud of them, bigger than dads. You always want more for your kids. Both of them died in a natural disaster that shall not be named. And then one day I'm sitting there, I look down the aisle, very nice young lady right there. Who should I see behind her? Spinning image for both of my children with the sweat hogs.
Oh, wow.
I lose my shit.
Both of the kids got the big hogs. Both of them. Both of them.
I want to give a shout out to our Patreon producers, Mohammed, Justin Toft, Das Bear Jew, and Blackjack21. You are all amazing. Thank you all for supporting us over on Patreon,
whoa,
especially during these trying times.
Blackjack21, what the fuck happened to Razak?
What are you talking about?
Wasn't his name always Blackjack Razak? Is this the next evolution?
This is the next evolution, dude.
Wow.
You know how Pikachu started off as a little fucking tennis ball?
Yeah, what did he turn into?
He turned into a Pikachu, and then he turned into Mega Pikachu Zord, where it was like, he was metal, and it was psh, 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 ah, Pikachu hungry, Pika, and he like swallowed whole cities. I feel like that's what Blackjack has turned into. He used to be Blackjack, right? I would do that, like Blackjack, right? Now it's Blackjack 21. Deck.
What's the pa signify? What's that?
That's like a blackjack is an old weapon that people used to hit people over the head with.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're telling the truth?
I mean, Scout's Honor, as much as I remember it, it's always possible that I make these things up and just believe them as I believe all of my own narratives.
Including your kids' big hogs?
I mean, that's something that hasn't happened yet, Andy, but it's a foregone conclusion. Also, shout out to MeUndies and Honey, our sponsors for this episode, but we'll get to those a little bit later. Andy, I'm not doing so well with Surgery Station here. I'm not doing so well.
I think you lost it.
I don't think I've lost it, but mathematically, it is possible that I can't pull out. But thankfully, Matt S. Batson over on Twitter gave us this amazing intro for Surgery Station that I feel like is going to be the thing that I need to bring me back. Roll the clip.
Does it hurt when you pee?
Surgery Station.
You might have an STD.
Surgery Station.
Is there blood in your poo?
Surgery Station. We're the doctors for you.
Wow, that was awesome. That was great.
That was really great.
And so timely, right? It's not like we tried to remember to use that the last episode that was 2 weeks ago. Totally forgot and then did the thing on the keyboard for like 45 minutes and then remembered this week.
I think you've totally lost it because you've lost your home field advantage, Nick. Like, you're not at the studio anymore.
Well, you're playing to my disadvantage, which is that, as you know, Andy, my brother and my father, both drummers, right? Both could do this... Do you know what I mean?
I didn't know that.
Feet and hands together. I could never be a drummer. I had to be a trumpet. Why? Because I can only use one hand. It's the same reason why I can't play the piano. I can only use one hand. And so the fact that I have to look through a camera and also use my other hand is very much a disadvantage for me. And a lot of people say that this is basically the equivalent to you using steroids.
That's unfortunate that they think that. If people are going to lob those allegations at me, you know, I will seek a lawsuit.
I think if the score is correct, I only have two pieces, right? I only have pulled muscle and bread basket. Whereas you have four pieces, and I believe are beating me by, what is this? This is...
It's going to be hard to do the math.
2,100 to 1,200.
Really?
I am not in a good place.
You have $2,100,
and I have $1,200. So, and I think you got the piece last week. I did not get the piece last week.
Correct. Yeah, I think the piece that we left off on was Charlie Horse. That's the one that you could not get last week.
That's the one I couldn't get.
Yeah.
So you are up for Charlie Horse right now.
I'm up for Charlie Horse.
Give it a shot. Let's give it a shot.
What you're messing up doing, Nick, is you are looking at the screen too much. Just hold the screen there. You don't got to do anything.
I'm worried that it's not going to see the action.
Nah. You don't got to worry about that, Nick. You hold it up, it stays there. And my hand goes in. And I'm only looking at the board, Nick. I'm not even looking at the phone. Do you see my eyes?
You know, Andy, I respect the fact that you're man enough to give your competitor some pointers. And so I am now on your side.
Fuck! Damn it.
Oh, see, that's the problem, right? Shit. If someone starts talking, I was just about I was just about to tell you that I was on your side in this whole impending lawsuit. But you lost, so I don't want to back a loser. Sorry. I don't want to back a loser.
Damn
Did you just
it.
Flip me off?
No.
Man. In the camera?
No, man.
All right.
I had a heated gaming moment right there. Sorry.
I understand, man. I get it.
So now you're going back for Charlie Horse.
All right. Okay. So I got to get Charlie Horse. Is this what I got to do here?
Uh-huh.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to pull this over. This is my field, okay? I have my own home field advantage.
Hey, you play however the hell you want, all right?
I'm going to play however the fuck I want.
You play however the hell you want.
Shit if this is looking. So this is good. I'm going to come in right here for this.
Hey, Nick, what's your favorite part of Top Gun?
Andy. I see what you're trying to do to
me. What's your favorite part of Top Gun?
I see what you're trying to do to me, and it's working. Obviously, Andy, everyone's favorite part of Top Gun. Well, it's two parts. One is the part where they play volleyball. That's great. Two, it's the part where Kelly McGillis comes there, and he says they do the MiG reenactment, where he flies the MiG upside down like this.
Oh, wow.
And he says, we were communicating. So good.
Who is she hot? Who's that?
She's pretty. I hate you, Andy.
Yeah,
I see what you're trying to do now. Here's a problem. I should have judged this table, but I didn't judge the table.
Could you imagine if Tom Cruise was in either Rambo or Predator or even Rocky? Either one of those three movies, those three franchises.
God damn it! This horse is impossible. The horse is impossible to get. God damn it!
You're the worst. Matt Batson, play us off, man.
Does it hurt when you pee?
Surgery Station.
You might have an STD.
Surgery Station.
Is there blood in your poo?
Surgery Station. We're the doctors for you.
All right, Andy, last week's challenge, because last week was April Fool's, and there's nothing more timely mid-April than April Fool's, was April Fool's.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The first entry comes from HXC_Dean over on Twitter. Let's open this bad boy up.
Okay, opening it up.
Okay.
And the stream he goes to, KFAF, April Fool's, and it's fucking Greg. Laughing at us. He's laughing at us, Nick.
Look at the milk mommy in the background. Do you see it? Of Greg's.
That's horrible. That's awful. You know who oh my god, Nick looks, or Greg looks like
Andy Serkis.
One of the Rhett and Link guys.
Oh, he does. Maybe that is Rhett.
Rhett. He looks like Rhett.
Look at this. You know how you can tell? Because his hair is just
beautiful.
400% too much, and it's so beautiful.
Got it.
It's so perfect.
Oh, wait. Actually, that might actually be Rhett and Link. That might actually be Rhett, now that I think of it.
Yeah, I mean, it probably is.
Because it is the like Streamies. Or it's the YouTube Streamy Awards, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Man, this hurts. This hits close to home. They didn't even call me to tell me I didn't win. You know? The awards just happened.
And
we
weren't
given any notice.
No courtesy involved. There wasn't a call, a text, an email notifying us, hey, sorry. You know when you have a relative die? When you have two sons that die and they have giant big hogs? The funeral home will always call to make you aware that your children have died, you know?
But they don't just let you figure it out for yourself. You read it in the newspaper that two ungodly big hogs attached to two boys were found dead in the park someplace. No, you get a call from the cops if your kid's dick dies. Next up, we have Mr. Yasman300 coming in.
This is a really, really good Photoshop job on Greg, especially.
An education in pranking. Get wrecked. I like this a lot.
What movie? This is the Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell movie, right?
I think it's How Hard?
Get Hard.
Yeah, something like that. This is really good, Mr. Yasman. Good job this week. I like that. Greg's face looks very, very well integrated, and it just looks every bit as stupid as you would imagine if Greg had cornrows. And then, of course, working Blessing in. Blessing doesn't get a lot of love in these Photoshop challenges, mostly because I think it's probably safe to say he's the most sane and coolest of all of us. So it's kind of boring to make fun of him because he's just a really likable guy. Is that accurate?
True. Well, you could say the same for me, too.
I mean, you could say the same, but, you know.
Yeah. You won't.
One of us would be lying.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's a great Photoshop job. Also, that is the photo that we used in the thumbnail for the KF podcast when Jen cut Greg's hair.
Oh, that's right.
So a little bit of a hair thread here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A thread of hair. I see that. Like, yeah.
You know what pisses me off, too, is that Greg has thick hair like that.
Oh, it's the worst, dude.
And he can do whatever he wants with it. He chooses to do nothing.
And his hairline is coming down.
It's getting thicker.
Yeah.
It's like a weird. It's like when people are like, "Oh, I'm too skinny. I can't put on weight," and then they want me to fucking sympathize with them.
No way.
Oh my god. It sucks that you can find clothes always that fit. It sucks that every time you put jeans on, no matter how much fucking Thanksgiving Day turkey you've just destroyed, that you put the jeans on. Oh, they're falling right off, guys. I can't find a belt. I got to poke another hole in my belt loop to get it to be tighter.
It sucks that you have to push filming of a show you do on Wednesdays to record it on Fridays because you ate too many Flamin' Hot Fries and Takis during the lunch break and your body got all bloated and your face was puffy and you didn't want to look bad on camera.
Exactly. You get it.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Rafe Munns.
Whoa!
This is amazing.
Holy crap!
This is amazing. So, of course, this is a picture of a coming soon, a true story of three, sometimes four best friends, and the greatest prank of all time.
Wow.
It is Bradley Cooper.
As Nick Scarpino.
Me. It is Diego Luna as Andy Cortez. And we've got Zach Galifianakis as Greg, of course, during the best prank the internet has ever pulled, where we pranked his ass so hard. Some would say he never came back from it. Truth be told.
He still hasn't recovered. Yeah, he's still very, very stressed out about it. I'd say there's a lot of folklore and urban tales, urban myths, and old wives' tales and urban wives' myths that Greg is at home right now and he sort of sits in a room and doors are locked. Jen's been trying to get in there, but he's so scared of his surroundings because he's worried about us, Nick. He's worried about us.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And you know what? I'll say this. Remember a long time ago he was like, I'm going to get you back. Good luck now, motherfucker. I don't leave my house.
Nick, do you have any insight on what he was going to prank me with?
I think he said that he was going to prank you by, I think, getting you a job at Funhouse.
Okay.
And then right when you got a job at Funhouse, Bruce and Lawrence would both leave. Oh. And so you'd just be stuck with James.
That sounds great.
And Elise and their cute dog.
Sounds incredible, yeah.
And the more I'm thinking about this, the more I just, you know, when you get there, Andy, just put in a good word for me. I'm not asking for a job. Just give me like a
way in, little interview. Okay.
When you open the door for the first time, you leave a little crack for your old friend, Nick. I'll just come in, pour some coffee for people, say a couple things about their future children's hogs, and that'll be it.
Okay.
All right, next up, we've got Chance the Pants at number 4. And, oh, this is if only we could have done this.
This would have been fantastic.
Why don't I think of these things? Because how amazing would it be if she started and just put in just the KFAF of the lightning bolt? That would have been
my goodness, dude.
So fucking great. He would have been stuck with it for months.
If we were like, great, yeah, it's about a 7 or 8 like on the clipper. That's the level that we're cutting at. Nah, it was full zero, dude. Full zero just straight to the skull.
Oh, that'd be great. So good. Damn, I wish. This makes missed me sad we didn't think of this. I know. Huge missed opportunity.
I will say, though, fantastic. I think it's a Photoshop job of Greg casting a shadow on me. I think that looks really good here.
You know what I think it's from, though? I think it's from actually when we dipped in to Greg. I think he took that.
Okay.
That picture of us when we were doing that. Because look how short my hair is over there. Jesus, what was I thinking with that haircut?
I think it looked pretty cool, actually.
Hey, thanks, man. You know what? Mm-hmm. I think that you're going to win this lawsuit when it comes to Surgery Station. I think you got a good chance.
Thank you. I'm on your side. Thank you very much. Thank you. If you could put in a good word, let me know.
I'll tell you what. Quid pro quo. I put in a good word for you. You tell James I'm a cool guy.
Wow. Okay. All right.
And don't tell Elise I hate Lord of the Rings, because that would be dire for me.
Well, you have to say some nice stuff about Lord of the Rings, or else I won't do that.
Can we practice now?
Sure.
Can we practice? I mean, just like if it comes up in the interview, I want to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Of course, yeah.
So could you just ask me, okay, you're Elise. We'll do some role playing. You're Elise.
Okay.
I'm Nick. We're interviewing. Andy's already got the job. I can see Andy out of my peripherals, and he's over in the corner, and he's like, you're going to do this. You're going to do a great job, but I can't help you with this. What's the first question she asks me about Lord of the Rings?
Hey, Nick, what's your favorite character arc in Lord of the Rings?
Oh, my God. My favorite character arc is the one with Hugo Weaving, where he sorted the king and then he doesn't come back ever. Because I don't need
Nick,
that character.
I'm going back to Andy mode now.
Okay, yeah.
It seems like it's sort of like a slight dig. It seems like it's kind of a backhanded compliment. You're not
I don't really see it, but I mean, if you say so, you're the Lord of the Rings expert. You're the Lord of the Rings expert. Give me another one. Give me one more.
Okay, let me try. All right, back into Elise mode.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nick, who's your favorite Hobbit?
I like Sneezy. I think he was really great. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of Dopey. And then I really like the one that he just kind of sneaks in and looks at Snow White while she's peeing. What's his name? Creepy?
Yeah, you're doing it again. I don't know if you're taking this serious.
Next up, we've got Ben. Please be excited. Let's see what he has for me.
The toilet paper shortage is just an elaborate KFAF prank. This is great.
This is great.
I love
this.
This
would be great. If only we had this kind of power to do
Whoa, look at the toilet toad in the back. As the milk Kevin. Mommy. It's the milk mommy toilet toad.
Man, I was so hoping that would catch on. The toilet toad phenomenon. And I just don't understand why other people won't do it. I just feel like...
Nick, people don't understand
so
greatness, dude.
Funny.
People
you
didn't like
the toilet toad,
people
right?
People didn't like Andy Kaufman when he first came out. And now they're starting to realize, kind of a psychopath.
All right, let's see. Number 6 comes from JC Lego Man over on Twitter. So Greg finally gets back by pulling the most elaborate April Fool's prank ever. Nick Scarpino wins Streamy? Greg Miller convinced Nick that he had won a Streamy.
Look who wrote the article, Per Schneier. The fact that Nick didn't realize this was a prank is comical. It was April Fool's Day. What else did he expect? Greg is quoted as saying, April Fool's, old man. I told you I'd get you back, you fucking son of a bitch. This is what happens when you don't respect the sanctity of Oreo oration.
It's
he
true.
States that the prank was a year in the making and required the painstaking work of hundreds of people in the industry. When asked why he pulled such an elaborate prank in retaliation to something as innocuous as replacing Oreos with Nutter Butters, he had this to say. It's not about the Oreos. It's about sending a message and setting an example. I am not to be fucked with. Nick responded to the prank by quitting Kinda Funny and becoming a Target manager.
So it had a happy ending.
It's great.
It had a happy ending.
Yeah.
The whole time.
You got what you wanted in the end. You got what you wanted in the end.
I will say this. You know, Josh, I appreciate your submission. And I don't like having to level criticism at people. But I expect this amount of words from Ben. Okay.
Wow, you're still bringing that back to Ben.
But not from you, Josh. If that hack Ben had written this many words, I'd be like, I get it. Ha, ha, ha. You're making the old man read. You know, my eyesight's not that good. But from you, I expected just a little bit less. Like, a pull quote would have been fine. A pull quote.
You still went after it, huh? And let's go to the final one.
Final entry comes number from seven. Paul McGee, number 7.
Oh, my fucking God.
You...
This isn't related to any topic. I've just been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. And it is a villager saying, look, I dug up a fossil. It's a photo of Nick. This is so good, dude. Like, this is so topical, unlike us, unlike what we do. This is fantastic.
That was really good.
Paul McGee, really this is good. My winner.
Paul, you won this week.
Like, there's not even any photoshopping to it. It's just a photo of you. But it's so creative and smart, and god damn it, I love this.
You know what? Sometimes, Andy, you got to know the rules to break the rules. And I feel like Paul knew the rules and decided to break them, and this was the right time for it. Paul, you are our winner this week. Congratulations. Everyone else, just too many words across the board. Just 100% too many words.
But also, Nick's running out of printer ink.
I'm running out of space on the walls. If you notice behind me, I'm starting to run out of spots. We're going to pick one winner each week. That's just the way it's going to be.
Rafe Munz is fantastic.
The streaming was good. Mr. Yasman, you did a great job too. Rafe Munz, everyone did a great job this week. But you know what? There can only be one. We're going to pick Paul. That's going to be it. Paul, you are the winner.
And I want to give Josh C., JC Lego Man, extra points for saying that you responded to the prank by quitting Kinda Funny and becoming a Target manager. That's such a great pull. Like, it's a perfect
line. I respect that.
Yeah,
it's a great line. I respect that. Now, Andy, you wanted to do this, and I think it's because you think this picture is so great that it needs to be immortalized in a Photoshop challenge. Is that correct?
Of course.
Yeah. There's no theme. It's just there is a picture of young Nick and young Fran over on my Instagram, and Andy would like to see what you guys do with that.
Even now, we're going to put it on the screen right now, and you can go ahead and screen grab this if you need to off your phone, off your computer. All right, take the graphic down.
That was smart, Andy. Good job. I'll tell you what else is smart, Andy. Me undies. It's officially springtime, which means it's officially spring cleaning time. Yes, that's a thing. And if you're not doing it, you should, especially with your underwear drawer. End your relationship with toxic old tattered undies and move on to a membership with the softest undies to ever grace your nethers. A fresh new start for springtime. I'll tell you what, you've heard us talk about these. We swear by this product. Tim wears them, Andy wears them, Greg wears them, Kevin wears them. Everyone's wearing these MeUndies. Why? Because they're so unbelievably soft, and especially since we're all at home right now, we need that extra layer of comfort on our fun parts. Why would you need an undies membership, though? Honestly, because it's fun. It's an easy way to give your future self a present each month. A membership with MeUndies is full of perks like site-wide savings, early access, free shipping, and new ridiculously soft undies delivered to your door each month. Building your undies collection makes your adult life just a tad easier. More undies, less laundry. It's science. Andy, do you hate doing laundry?
I hate it. Look how high they go.
Thanks, Andy. I'll tell you what, MeUndies, you've heard us talk about this before. They're made of this micromodal fabric. What the heck is that? It's a magical, sustainable, soft-as-heck fabric made from, yes, trees. That's right. They make your bits feel like they're floating on a cloud. MeUndies are offered in a range of sizes, from XL to 4XL. And right now, here's the offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. That's a no-brainer, especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Whew. To get that 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Be like us. Be comfortable. Have fun. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Honey. You've heard Tim talk about Honey. He's used it for years. He's saved thousands of dollars using this great product. What is it? That's a great question. I'll tell you right now, online shopping is supposed to be easy. So why is it so hard to find coupon codes that actually work? Thanks to Honey, it doesn't have to be. Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it's supposed to be. And I'll tell you, if Tim uses this, you know it's real, because Tim loves to get a deal and he likes coupons. He loves coupons. He hates paying full price for stuff. And now Honey's here, and he's used it for years, and he's very happy that they're sponsoring us. Imagine you're shopping online at one of your favorite sites like Target, Best Buy, Sephora, Macy's, eBay. You get the picture. When you check out, this little box drops down. All you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds for it to scan for every promo code on the internet, and then boom, watch that price drop. Tim uses it all the time. It's great. We've actually used it for the business a lot to save us money on our business goods, which is something I didn't know about until Kevin let me know the other day. And I was like, Kevin, you're earning your keep around here. Turns out we'll keep you around after all.
We're proud of you, Kevin.
Honey has found over 18 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and they're adding more every day? Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and install in just two clicks. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/morning. That's joinhoney.com/morning. Andy, are you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
It's very seldom that we get to actually help people on the show. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm very happy that we have this next thing that we're doing, because, as you know, everyone's mandatory pretty much in the United States has to stay at home. And we're very, very close to telling everyone they have to wear masks
if they want to go out
in public. We're very, very close. And the problem is, though, people can't really find masks that you buy. You know, those bought. A lot of people are wearing the surgical masks, but they've run out everywhere. So I thought it'd be fun to show people some home remedies for this.
I'm excited to see people actually out on the streets using these things, you know.
Andy, my first mask here is something that I feel like everyone has lying around, right? It's made from actually just, this is just a coffee filter, right?
Oh!
And I've tied some string to it, and you can go, hold on, you go like this, and you just put it around your mask, like this. See this?
Yeah, I don't know if it'll go around your headphones, yeah.
It definitely will. That's the you take a coffee filter, put a little string on it, and boom, bada bing, bada boom. You get your own mask
there. Bada bing, wow, look at that,
see? And also the added benefit of this, Andy, is that if you have an espresso machine, you can make a little one for our little four-legged friends.
That's adorable. For our canine friends,
right? Because we want to keep them safe, too.
Yeah, I don't think that the dogs are susceptible to getting coronavirus. Recently, a tiger got coronavirus, so it's possible. It's entirely possible. Nick, I think you're making the right call of just being precautious either way.
Thanks, Andy. What do you have for us?
I'm going less of the DIY route, honestly, and just going more with what I have sort of lying around.
Mm-hmm. And again, anything can be a mask. Yeah, so anything you got lying around can be a mask.
Yeah. So this one, this is one that that I've had sort of lying around for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It smells terrible. It smells really, really bad. Yeah. It covers a lot of your face, right? It covers a whole amount. But the holes here are incredibly important, because it allows you to breathe fresh air. To breathe all the air around you.
Very important.
You see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then also, what's interesting is that I wore this to the CVS, and a lot of people screamed in shock. And I think they were just like, oh, what a great mask, you know?
What a cool mask.
Yeah, but they were screaming and running away, probably to tell their friends about what a cool mask this was, yeah.
So, I mean, that's awesome, because it gets the added virtue of getting people out of your way, which is cool,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, exactly.
Good job, Andy.
Thank you very much.
Andy, the next thing I have, again, makeshift, just go into your house. You can find pretty much anything can be a mask. This is just a standard colander that you would use to wash off any sort of grape or small berry. And I've attached a couple of rubber bands to the side of it. And you can just
put this, what I'm hearing. Yeah.
You can just put this on like this.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It hurts the bridge of the nose a little bit. So I feel like you're going to also have to pair some sort of painkiller or some headache medicine with it. It hurts a lot.
Okay, so for my second option is this luchador mask. Luchadors are known to be fierce competitors, fierce warriors, but it also helps you mask your identity, you know? And so nobody knows who you are. And I think the thing with coronavirus is, like, sometimes it targets people out. But if it sees you and looks at you, it'll say, I don't know who this is. I'm unsure of the situation, you know?
So yeah, what I'm liking about this second option, Andy, is this looks even more breathable than that first one. The first one just had some mouth holes, but this looks like the mouth and the nose are fully exposed.
Definitely, yeah.
As are the eyes. So I feel like that's going to really be good when it in terms of comfort.
Oh yeah,
and durability.
You're spot on, Nick. Yeah, a lot of circulation, tons of exposure, right? Tons of exposure for all the holes, you know, like to just, you know, we're all out there, right?
Now, can I ask, is the wig a part of the mask?
No, the wig is separate. The wig is definitely separate.
Andy, my next option is one that pretty you can pick up anywhere where bathing suits are sold. This is a extra small child's bikini top.
Okay.
And you just kind of, you tighten it up a little bit, and you can just kind of, you just do this to it.
Got it. Okay.
There you go. And now you've got, basically, boom, you've got a mask. It's got its own little drawstring on it. You look like a hypo-color bandito.
Okay. Now, when you bought this, were the employees at the store you bought it from concerned that you weren't buying essential goods? You were buying children's bikinis?
They did give me a weird look, Andy. The security at the Target did give me a weird look when I bought this.
Okay.
But I told them, I reassured them that I don't have any children.
So this is one of my final options. We're getting to the tail end of all of my options. This is the General Grievous mask, Nick. And the important thing about this is that when you wear it, no one will have to grieve over your death because you're totally safe. You're totally safe when you got this bad boy.
That makes a lot of sense. What I love about this too, especially all your options, is that, hey, you got kids. Have you had to buy them stupid Halloween costumes over and over and over again, and you don't know what to do with them? Boom, here you go.
Exactly.
General Grievous will save your child's life.
Exactly, Nick. It'll make a fine addition to my collection.
That's what he says in Revenge of the Sith. Was it Attack of the Clones? I think it was Revenge of the Sith, actually.
Andy, my next option actually is something that I made here at home out of just a normal... You take a normal bucket, as you can see here.
Got it.
And you, with just a little bit of ingenuity, can turn it into...
Huh. Wow.
An Iron Man mask. Yeah.
That is really creative of you, Nick.
Yeah,
built that way.
No, it was this, again, and it has two options, which is great.
Wow.
Is that if you want to be able to see out of it, cool. But if not, you can flip down these little flips right here and just get the white eyes.
Wow. This is fantastic, Nick. This is a great job by you, dude.
Thanks, Andy. And you know, the best part is if you have trouble seeing out of it or breathing out of it, you know, you take it off. You just take it off.
Huh.
And you can use it as a bucket again.
Oh.
Another bucket right there.
Okay. That's smart, I think. Yeah. All right, Nick. I'm on my final option. And I feel like this one is probably the safest of them all. What it is a clear bag, right?
Yeah,
clear bag, so you can see when you have it on,
uh-huh.
And you put it over, and again, fully aware of my surroundings, but you want to make sure that none of the germs are coming in.
Right. Yeah. Smart.
And you get it real tight on there.
I see. I see what you're doing.
To prevent the germs from coming in.
It looks really airtight. Very airtight.
And what happens is. You're in a force field of from this outside
world. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people, the germs.
You're fogging up a little, Andy. I'm having a hard time. We've lost him. Okay, we've lost him. He's just gonna take a little nap while I do my last option here, which is just this one. This is a little surgical mask. You can find these at corner stores and stuff. They're a little hard to find, but I found these at a gas station, and they're great because they're pre-made for you. And you see a lot of doctors and nurses wearing them, so you know they're pretty comfortable, and you know they work. You know, you definitely don't want to take any chances with your safety. Try to get one of these if you can, and be safe out there. Now it's time for Ask Andy Anything.
Ask Andy.
First question comes from Grant Burton. He says, what are your recommendations or pieces of advice for PC gaming beginners? Andy, what do you think? What's the best advice you could give? Okay, I think Andy's still taking a nap, Grant. So we'll try to answer that question next week. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a part of this show and you want to support us, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can back us at the $5 or above tier, and you get to ask Andy any questions. You get to submit ideas for bits that we do on the show, and you get to submit ideas for Photoshop challenges that we'll do in the future. Of course, if you got no bucks to spend, no big deal. Please make sure you are subscribing to all of our channels across the board, because those numbers look great when they're going up. Until then, I've been Nick, and you've just been AF'd. Now, can I ask, is the wig a part of the mask?
No, I just...
Do you want another take on that?
Yeah.
That's the tragedy of the whole thing, Andy, is it was just a waste of two big, beautiful, thick hogs. That's the biggest tragedy of them all, Andy, yeah. Is that it's not that it, like, nobody needs more human beings on the planet, but to waste just a perfectly cylindrical hog is just the saddest. That's why I'm sad. And maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe this woman sees you, thinks, God, my boys had big hogs. It's a travesty that they're both dead. It's a tragedy and a travesty. And they
could be
used reminder of that.
It's better to have loved and hogged than to have never hogged at all.